Morning, let's pray. Dear Lord, guide all our thoughts and my words. Amen. So, most people like to get away from it all on holidays, mini breaks or day trips. Some enjoy beach holidays, some city breaks, others like the green of the countryside. Well, it's green in England anyway. Today's New Testament reading shows Jesus taking three of his disciples, Peter, James and John, up a mountain on a break, which was literally a holy day or a holy evening, as Jesus intended to spend part of the time in prayer. I greatly enjoy rambling, and I can imagine them as they walked up the hill, chatting, joking, enjoying the fresh air, the views, and spending time together, perhaps getting to know each other a little bit better too. By the way, the title of this talk is To Be With Him. Shortly before the Transfiguration Day, Peter had recognized Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ of God. On this trip, Peter, James, and John would be surprised by how they would get to know Jesus even better. First, while he was praying, Jesus' clothes became bright as a flash of lightning. The glory within him burst out. The disciples saw in him something of the glory of the risen, ascended Christ, the King of Kings, Son of the living God. Secondly, the three disciples witnessed Moses and Elijah speaking with Jesus, Moses being a great leader, prophet, and lawgiver, called by God to lead the people out of bondage in the Exodus from Egypt, foreshadowing Jesus, who would lead his people through a new Exodus to freedom and new life. Elijah being an important Old Testament prophet, who through God's power and strength conquered the evil of Baal, foreshadowing Jesus' victory over sin and death, which Luke calls Jesus' departure at Jerusalem. Also, those present were surrounded by a cloud symbolizing the presence of the Lord God and heard him speaking to them. This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. The disciples learned that Jesus was the chosen servant of God, whose ministry included suffering and death, as referred to in Isaiah chapter 42. Towards the end of his life, in a time of hardship and persecution, Peter recalls this mystical, extraordinary experience in his second epistle. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my son." We ourselves heard his voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. For Peter, remembering the transfiguration strengthened his faith and enabled him to encourage other Christians. Let us also remember God's blessing on us, both past and present, as individuals and as a congregation, and be encouraged. Peter, James, and John were called to follow Jesus as his disciples, to be with him, and had the opportunity to spend time with Jesus the man, to gaze on his glory and hear the voice of the Father. As the disciples spent time with Jesus, they slowly became more like him, and especially after receiving the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they began to do the kind of things that he did in the world. We're also called to follow Jesus as his disciples, to be with him, but we don't have the opportunity to spend time with Jesus the man. We can, though, spend time with God in prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the examples that Jesus gives is that he is the vine and we are the branches. He will remain or abide in us as we in him. If we are rooted in God like that, we can bear fruit in our lives, not grapes, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, such as love, joy, peace, and patience. Now, an example quoted in this book, Practicing the Way, is another book, The Practice of the Presence of God, about a monk called Brother Lawrence who worked in a monastery kitchen. The book is worth getting hold of if you can. The one by Brother Lawrence, well, he co-wrote it. It describes how Brother Lawrence tried to be with Jesus in conversational prayer at most times. I once decided to try this out at work in a job I had, which needed accuracy and attention to detail. Keeping God in mind, plus trying to do my work, both at the same time, did not pan out well. On day one, I made many mistakes and gave up that experiment. However, I hadn't read to the end of Brother Lawrence's book. He describes how he coped with both his busy work and being with Jesus by praying at the beginning and praying at the end of his busy shifts. At the beginning of his duties, he would pray that his work would be the very best and an offering of love to God. Then he would pray again at the end of his work and go on his way, still dwelling in God. I wonder if Brother Lawrence has more to teach us nowadays about being with Jesus than some other Christian mystics. He had a busy job working in a team to a strict timetable in a kitchen, but still managed to find ways to be with Jesus. Another example that John Comer gives in Practicing the Way is contemplative prayer. Contemplative prayer is similar to, but not exactly the same, as practicing the presence of God. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians speaks of Christians as contemplating the Lord's glory and being transformed into his likeness, becoming more like him. Contemplative prayer is resting in God's presence, allowing him to love you and being present to his love. I realised when I was reading the book that I've rarely tried this type of prayer, but I am planning to do so in the coming weeks. So, the author of this book, John Comer, freely admits that he's an introvert who lives in a big house, and his children are grown up, so that some of what he writes about being with Jesus might not be terribly helpful to other types of people or types of household, where children must be fed, clothed, dropped at school every morning on time, and picked up every afternoon on time without fail. He does give one example of a friend of his who's an extrovert who likes to go on prayer walks early in the morning rather than sit quietly at home. I'm thinking also that extroverts might prefer to be with Jesus through praying in groups or singing lively music. In today's New Testament reading, you can see a little bit of Peter's impulsiveness when, rather than taking in what God was revealing to him, he very slightly inappropriately started talking about building shelters. I'm definitely not saying that Peter's impulsivity meant that he had attention deficit disorder, ADHD, but I have found some advice online from a Christian who's been diagnosed with ADHD on what they find helps them to be with Jesus. This person said, "Remember that God loves you. Allow the Lord to use the little attention span that you have as someone with ADHD. They also said they read an online daily devotion that just takes 15 minutes, as that's as long as they can concentrate for, and added, "I can say God has used my ADHD, my depression, anxiety, doubt, and all of my other life struggles to learn what it's like to depend on God and help others in the same boat." I also spoke to a person I know personally who's an extrovert and diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD, slightly different from ADHD. For him, being with God is listening to the Bible being read aloud via an app, or being in a discussion group with Christians, or playing football with Christians who remind him, "No bad tackles, keep the language down, lads." In today's reading from Luke, the disciples were able to be with Jesus on their ramble up the mountain, through gazing on his glory and through listening to God speaking. In this way, they were gradually able to become more like him and do the things he did. We're all different types. We're all different types of people here today, from varied types of household, to different personalities. We seek to be with Jesus. We all seek to be with Jesus through remembering, through remaining in him, abiding, through practicing his presence, possibly through contemplative prayer. During Lent and beyond, let's encourage each other to be with Jesus and grow into his likeness in ways that each of us finds genuinely helpful, in groups or alone, through activity or stillness, through silence, listening or speaking. During Lent and beyond, let's encourage each other to be with Jesus and grow into his likeness in ways that each of us finds genuinely helpful, in groups or alone, through activity or stillness, through silence, listening or speaking.